This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
This is amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Alice at 97.3.
Go. Ooh. Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Matt is on the show. It's nice. Shoot, I didn't turn you on.
Well, just talk a little dirty.
How about I just turn on the mic?
Get it?
Yes, totally get it. Matt Nathanson, welcome. You're here just to spread some holiday cheer, just for fun.
Fa-la-la-la-la. Yeah.
Wow.
It's fa-la-la-la-foggy out there.
It's weirdly beautiful, though. Like, it's foggy, then it's not, and then the moon is up there and super bright. Like, it's really special day.
It was a special drive-in.
Yeah.
People.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Pretty good. Now, good. We were just playing Colby. Let's start with the Colby Calais story. You were just saying that you had a run-in with her or something?
No,
you guys fist fought?
Yeah, we got into a scrap. It was like the Jets and the Sharks.
Oh.
She had like she had a tiny pocket knife. No, we did a private in Hawaii together. And
what does that mean, a private?
So like a company says, like, come to my party and play songs and
we'll fly you there.
Yeah, they fly you there and they pay you and it's exciting.
Nice.
And so it was Colby and I, and I kind of always had a little crush on her because she was
that voice.
Yeah, her voice, and she was always looked like she just sits on the beach and, like, you know, takes in the flips her hair and I mean, I'm sure that, you know, reads Joyce. So I was like,
I don't know what reads Joyce. Is it James Joyce?
Yeah, I feel like we were giving her a lot of superficial things.
Like Joyce says.
We were like, she flips her hair, she sits on the beach. I'm sure she's deeper than that.
Sure, what I'm saying? Fine.
I felt like I was maybe leaning into a trope. And
weirdly,
I was like,
when you said Hawaii, I have seen her around surf industry type things. So she does know people. Like, she's a beach lady.
Yeah. She seems like a beach lady.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so we're there, and the person that was running the corporate was like, will you guys do a song together? Mm. And I was like, sure. And we started texting. And I was like, what song do you want to do? And this is always the hardest thing about, I'm a nerd for music, so I'm down with whatever. I was like, what do you want to do? Do you want to do this? Do you want to do that? And inevitably, you bump up against, I always say that, like, if you want to, back in the day, say, if you want to figure out where musicians aren't, like, go to a record store. Because they're just never there. That's like not really about music. So anyway, I was like, let's do a song together. How about this? Nah. How about this? Oh, maybe. What about this? Well, no, I don't think. She says, would you want to just do my song Lucky that I did with Jason Mraz? And I texted her back and I said, there's literally nothing I want to do less. And then so we ended up... We ended up doing like a Bob Marley song or something. And it was like, you know, it was like.
But you really did text that back to her?
Fuck yeah. I mean, whoa. Yes, I did.
Yes, you did.
Yes, wow. I did.
So if you, that's, and it didn't, so you did get in a fight with her. She's like, wait.
No. What? We got along, but I just kind of said, like, right. I was just trying to be as direct as I could, which was saying, there's definitely no way I want
to
do that song.
There's not a 1% chance.
There's like, I really zero. Don't, like, of all the songs in the world that I want to do. Yeah. That's not
How
one of them.
Pour some sugar on me.
I mean, literally, I would do if I could close my eyes forever by Lita Ford and Ozzy Osbourne
oh
before doing that.
You should have. Did you suggest that one?
That one didn't come up. But I had some good ones. I had some good ones that I wanted to do. And anyway, so I didn't want to do Lucky because that song is particularly not my thing. Mm. You know what I'm saying? I love that people love it and it's great.
It's chill, man.
And it's like, yeah. Mm. I don't think I work at the reggae pace.
As and yet you, could you wound just up see. Doing a Bob Marley song.
Well, that's what I'm saying. With all we could figure out was like, she's right. like, do you want to do Three Little Birds? And I was like, okay. Like, and we did it.
Is that what you did?
The verses are like, there's not a lot of, Bob Marley was a genius and his melodies were incredible. The verses are a little nebulous.
And in what way?
Sing the verse to Three Little Birds.
Yeah, you don't even know. It's That's just every saying. Little thing.
It's kind of a vamp, right? Like the chorus is like a real thing, but the verse is like...
Don't worry. Yeah, once I you get to the chorus, you're like...
You guys were fighting before you even got to Hawaii.
That was great.
That's beautiful.
I just kind of said, you know, look, I don't want to do that song.
Nah.
At all, you know, but it's cool. And it's a good, you know, good for you with that song.
Yeah.
Lucky to be loving you, zibbity bop a doo. And I was like, I can't do that.
Yeah. I'm not going to zibbity bop anything. I'm just not feeling that.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay, wait. Now, I didn't realize this because it was so random that we had booked you to come on the show. But then our producer, also named Matt.
Maddie.
We're talking to Matt Nathanson, by the way.
Thank you. I just got handed the reset paper.
Oh.
Very official.
What? Yeah, that's great.
Reset.
Matt Nathanson is in with us and longtime friend of the show. So you have a new album coming, though, in February.
Yeah.
Like, so
it's called King of Unsimple, as you
can
tell.
But is it unsimple or is it simple?
It's pretty unsimple.
I mean, it's in
parentheses. I think that as I get older, I feel like it's just all unsimple. Isn't it? It gets less direct.
I feel like it gets simpler because it becomes more direct.
Yeah, but
the world is definitely not simple.
Yeah, not simple. And I feel like I'm the kind of, it's like, I want to be an artist and I don't care what people think. And then yet I'm a people pleaser, you know, that kind of stuff.
Sure. Yes.
All the dynamics of being a human.
So the album's
Unsimple.
Done.
Like, yeah.
And just
done.
Waiting. Like you finished it.
Yeah. It's done. It's coming out. They're printing it now in like the Czech Republic.
Oh.
What?
That's
oh,
where
okay.
they, yeah.
So, is that, are you, when
one
you say
my,
that, you mean like
one of my cam girls is doing it.
Please tell me. That you put the photo of you in your underwear on the cover of that.
Oh.
That's the inside sleeve, if you know
you
what I'm saying.
That? When we pulled that up and we're like, what is that?
Well, Matt is like, I like the one where you're sitting on the dinosaur. Like it's a,
yeah.
you know, just that fully.
Yeah.
He's not afraid to take a goofy picture.
Right.
I got to tell you, this is what I'm saying. I'm self-conscious, yet I'm an idiot. Like I want to be a certain way, but then I want to be just say what I think. You know what I mean? It's like King of Unsimple.
It's very unsimple.
That's what I'm saying. Yes.
Okay. Now
aren't we all?
I have a better grasp.
Yeah.
Of it now. It's
I'm just
true.
Trying. I'm just trying this yeah. life. Aren't we all?
We.
Yeah.
Yes, we are.
Yep.
Well, I think some people are trying harder than other people.
I gotta
some
tell
people
you.
Are
some
not.
People's, some people's attempt at trying bar is pretty low.
Yeah. Like a
let
view,
go of the wheel
I?
And see where the right. river takes them.
It's wild.
Oh my God. Oh my God. So speaking of river.
Oh, that's how this came
this
up recently.
This came up. I was like, Maddie, you got to get Matt Nathanson on the show.
Yeah.
You know, before Christmas, because I did not know somebody had done a cover of River by Joni Mitchell.
Olivia
which is like
Rodrigo.
One of my favorite songs. I think that was the second one. I think somebody else had done River and it was like, and then we found out Olivia did. And then a bunch of people actually were like, your boy Matt Nathanson also did a cover of River. So we yeah. now we're listening to that. I'm like, oh, get him on.
I love
let's,
it.
Let's he's I always so it. Fun. He gets us all cheerful.
Yeah. It's like, that's such a cheerful song.
No, not that song. I mean you.
No, I
you
love that song. By the way, can I just say something totally like a side note?
Yes.
And I talked to you about it and I don't want to get too deep, but you smell fantastic.
Oh.
And,
well, but you said I smell like laundry, which is I've been kinda I was thinking on that like
yeah. It smells good. And your Boston accent comes out sometimes when you talk.
Oh, I am. Well, I mean, you can't too. Really help that.
It's the best. But anyway, and then you are very, also, you're. That's a very soft shirt. I just want to give people tactile things that they can't experience on the radio. You, Sarah, smell fantastic.
But you actually
fantastic.
Had like a really weird surprised look on your face. You kind of backed away from me. You smell like laundry. Do you do a lot of laundry?
That's what I said. Like, how often do you launder?
I mean, I feel like the regular amount of times.
But what is that for people?
I don't know.
Some people put their dishes in the dishwasher every night.
Yeah.
Do you... Yes. Hold on. Ponder that one for a minute. Do you think it's my dryer sheets? Like, I'm not sure what this is about.
It's a nice, like, comfortable, like, it's sort of like a Saturday morning eggs, you know, and like hanging out, slippers, maybe going, taking the dog down the lane. It's a lane. Do you know
like
what I'm saying? It's
dogs,
not a street.
Eggs. Oh, a lane.
A lane.
Mm, like a country lane.
That's what I'm saying. Like, no, yeah, just like a bucolic.
Ah. Your smell has a feel is what he's trying to say.
Yeah.
There's a vibe and an energy.
It's a good vibe. That's what I'm saying. It feels like knitting.
Oh. Thank you.
In like a good, you know what I mean? I know you knit. You know what I'm saying?
I'm into, you
darn
know,
some wool in your
fantastic.
Time.
I just, you know what's, because here's the thing. You're not the first person to say I smell like laundry. And like, have you ever smelled bad laundry? Like bad laundry is.
Dirty laundry stinks.
Yeah. It's got that stab you in the nose kind of smell.
It's got a spike.
And so whenever anybody says, you know, you smell like laundry, I'm always like, but please tell me, you know, like French laundry, you know, like the good laundry.
Zut
alors. Oh, he did your French accent for you.
We're talking to Matt Nathanson,
who can
do a French accent. We were talking about your new album.
Yeah.
The King of Unsimple.
Yeah. February 7th or 9th. One of those days.
Okay. We're going to goof off. Plenty this
yes, but
I'm very interested
songs.
In this new album and how it is that you create. I know you're an artist.
Yeah.
I know that you take this seriously, even though you're a goofball.
Yeah.
What is your process as you're making this new album right now? Are you like, do you go, oh my God, I was just sitting and jamming and I got the new song? Or are you walking down the street and you go, I just thought of the new thing?
So a lot of the songs were written. I tried to get the songs done before I got in the studio, which is a rare thing. I tried to have them in advance, and luckily COVID had happened. And so I wrote a lot of songs during during the break.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes. And you were actually really busy during COVID. Like,
yeah.
I really felt like I saw way more of you.
It was terrible on every level, except for the fact that I could accomplish things.
You could do what you had to stay healthy.
Make art.
Make art. And I was stuck in a place where you could, you know, you had to do it, and it was nice. So anyway, so a lot of songs came from that. And really the process was, I have this sort of dogmatic creative thing where I just want to work until it feels right. And so some of these songs we recorded three times.
Oh.
Which in 2024, 2023 is like a really bad business model. You know what
because
I mean?
Everything is so immediate and people release things onto their streaming
and you don't
channel
make any
and, you know,
money making music, you know what I mean? So it's like, so I was like, but I don't care, because music to me is my religion. It is my God.
Right.
And so to me, I just wanted to try and do these songs as right as they wanted to be. And in that process, you know, being an unsimple human like we all are, my brain gets in the way and it really can convolute a situation that's right in front of you. So it takes me a long time to get to the answer.
Right.
And so this record, there's a couple songs I recorded with three different people at three different times.
I sort of love that you have those though now. It's not like you deleted those.
Right.
Like someday, you know, one of them becomes this huge hit and you're like, oh, and by the way, I have these other versions that maybe you will like and maybe you won't.
Maddie's version.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like whichever, yes, Maddie's version, re-recorded.
But yeah.
That's interesting to take the same song and not be like, that's already done. I'm moving
that's
on.
Precious. You
truly went, I don't feel it's done.
Yeah, because you can do a direct version of it. But what you're looking for is something that feels intangible and sort of magical. And like a lot of times that's not only elusive, but it's scary because something shows up that you're not quite sure about. And so what you want to do is a lot of times you'll get it and it'll feel really obvious. Okay, here's the drum beat, here's this. But what you want to do is crack the song open. You do this as a writer, you do this as when you're producing. You want to crack it open and you want it to surprise you, and you want to find the thing inside of it that maybe isn't as apparent as you'd think it was. Mm-hmm. And so there's like a song on the new record called Whitney Houston's National Anthem. And we recorded it in Atlanta, or I recorded it fast in Nashville, actually, kind of big and and uplifting and boomy. And then it just occurred to me, I didn't want to do it that way. And so I got the Indigo Girls to come in and sing. And, and we
Matt
got to,
and
it was incredible. my heroes, your heroes,
oh my God,
our heroes.
I love them.
And so they came, we got together in Atlanta, recorded these 3-part harmony vocals. And then we built the track around that using like sparse piano and upright bass, and it became a completely different song. And the message of the song, which I thought was really clear on the first version, became painfully clear on the second. Like, duh. You know what I mean?
Rad.
And so that, for me, it's like, it's a lot like moving pieces around. It's like a puzzle.
A puzzle, yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
But what I wanted, like you gave the perfect answer. What I wanted to point out through that answer, or for anyone listening, is people who make art take it seriously, and it's cool to hear you sort of put that energy into this upcoming record.
You're a process guy too. Like Vinny loves
love
to hear. Yeah.
I
like,
love that he gets excited about it. It's my favorite.
That. Yeah.
How did you
really
come to
that
thing?
Yeah.
Let's hear a song. You want to do one off the new record?
Yeah,
or?
Whatever you want me to do.
Well, play me like your favorite thing. I actually sort of want to hear you do Whitney Houston's Star Spangled Banner or whatever. Yeah, whatever it's called. Like, I'd sort of like to hear that, but you know, it's your call. Matt.
I can do, I mean, I'll do whatever you want. Look at me. I'm here.
Matt is on the show.
Do you want me to play Whitney Houston's National Anthem?
Sure. Do you want to play that one?
Let me make sure there's no...
Yeah, think on that.
Oh, I'll edit as I go.
Okay. Do you ever need to look at the lyrics as you're going?
I am my number one Spotify listener every year.
That's great. That keeps you up to date. You know, Sabrina Carpenter did the same thing. Yeah. She's like, at first I was too embarrassed to put it up. She's like, F it. I listen to me all the time.
It is really, it's embarrassing, but it's happened so many years in a row.
That you know now.
And my self-hatred is so strong that I know it's not love.
Or maybe it's a little bit of both.
But it's literally every year they're like, you're Matt Nathanson's, your number one listener. You know, and I'm like, what in the, so anyway.
You're paying yourself.
It's unbelievable. I'm getting like enough for a stick of licorice.
Those sweet, sweet streaming dollars.
Sweet stream. Do you want me to? Okay, I'll play this one, which was not what I meant to play.
All right. Well, you can play 1,000 songs.
We danced across your mother's kitchenette while they swore in your father's president. Your brother used to come around the house. He knows better than to pull that now. I liked it when your hair was long, and the last thing we agreed on was Whitney Houston's National Anthem. So you pull the ripcord, I'll crash the plane. You move closer, I'll pull away. The meaning keeps changing, the words are the same. We're still pretending we're not who we are. America, sweetheart, we tore her apart. Everything magic disappears anyway. America's a country club at best, a safe harbor for the famous and the blessed. And Captain Kirk finally made it up to space, like there's no one down here left for him to save. We're overserved and unimpressed. Let's pack it up and leave this mess. Playing Whitney Houston's National Anthem. So you pull the ripcord, I'll crash the plane. You move closer, I pull away. The meaning keeps changing, the words are the same. We're still pretending we're not who we are. America's sweetheart, we tore her apart. And everything magic disappears anyway. Oh, say, can you see I'm dying here? Oh, say, can you see I'm trying dear? We danced across your mother's kitchenette while they swore in your father's president. He used to come alive when I'd walk in the room. And now we stumble over all our dreams come true.
And as the evening sky drifts into dust, still everything's about us, except for Whitney Houston's national anthem. So you pull the ripcord, I'll crash the plane. You move closer, I pull away. The meaning keeps changing, words are the same. Yeah, we're still pretending we're not who we are. America's sweetheart, we tore apart. Everything magic disappears anyway. Everything magic disappears anyway.
Oh! That's a cool ending.
That was fantastic.
That was beautiful.
Thanks.
I was picturing it too with the Indigo Girls on it.
I know, it's pretty fun.
Really, really big. I mean, I can't wait.
Amy sings the second verse and Emily sings the third verse and we sing together in the choruses.
I was thinking of the three of you together, which probably sounds incredible.
Oh my God, that's a really cool song.
Thanks.
I love it.
Let me ask you a question before you do. Yeah, Matt Nathanson on the show. There's a Dylan movie coming out and I'm curious if you're a fan.
I mean, I'm a Dylan fanatic.
Are you?
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, he's like Joni Mitchell. He's like one of the aliens. Prince, Joni, Bob
in that.
That favorite lyric of all time is a Bob Dylan lyric.
Oh, say it.
And when we meet again and are introduced as friends, please don't let on that you knew me when I was hungry and it was your world.
Hmm.
Which is like exceptional. I mean, can you imagine?
Well, I was listening to your lyrics just there and I was thinking, I bet you he's into Dylan. Okay.
Hey, sort of an untouchable lyricist, in my opinion. But untouchable. I mean, and when we meet again and introduce friends, please don't let on that you knew me when I was hungry and it was your world. Nothing says like when you owned me better than that. You know what I mean? Like everybody else would just be like, you owned me then and I was a fool or whatever.
Yeah.
And he's the master. The master. Timothy Chalamet in there. I'm not sure. I mean,
what do you think about that?
He's handsome.
You see him recreating all the looks. He's too handsome.
He's good looking. They could have spread that around. You know what I'm saying? They could have made like 100 good looking people. Instead, they made one Timothy Chalamet.
Timothée Chalamet.
Oh, Timothée.
I don't know. That's how I say his name.
I don't know how you thought of that, but very well done.
Really, yeah.
I did hear him in an interview recently with somebody on a podcast. He's really smart, Timothée Chalamet.
Oh, I never listened to him talk.
He's beautiful.
I hate that little mustache he's going right now.
Him and Zendaya are in Dune. It's like too much hot in one place.
It's very hot. But then they have they have grappling hooks on their face and all kinds of, you know, ding-dongs around their... And I'm like, get all that stuff off the beautiful people.
Yeah, no. The beautiful people deserve to have grappling hooks on their faces.
I'm not even sure what that is. So listen, I don't want to run out of time. I want a Christmas song. I want you to do another song from the record.
Anything you want
and
me to do.
And we have a game for you.
Oh, Let me read a text real quick. Good morning, party people. I'm Donna. Who is this amazing man singing with his sexy voice?
Oh, that's Matt Nathanson.
Thanks, Donna.
It's Matt Nathanson.
Thank you.
Everybody.
Thank you, Donna. It's a
new
pleasure.
Record. King of Unsimple.
My
in
new
February.
Record. If you want to come, we're going on tour, Donna.
Oh, wow.
And we're sold out in San Francisco, but Napa, if you'd like to come get some wine.
That was so nice of Donna to say.
That's a very nice thing.
I gasped with Sarah when he said Indigo Girls. Yeah, that's a moment. That's going to be a moment on that record for sure.
It's exceptional. They're the reason I play acoustic guitar. I wanted to be them.
Oh, don't we all?
I know.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
415 says, Sarah, you built up the river. Matt needs to do that. He doesn't need to do anything.
Well, he doesn't have to. I mean, that was that's what made us think of you in the first place. But you don't have to do that.
I'll try that if you want. Did you
totally
see Indigo Girls at Great Woods and stuff? Is that where you saw them?
I have seen them at Great Woods.
Me too. We were at the same show, probably.
Maybe. It's possible. I love them. Like Amy's low harmonies then Emily's just glistening voice. Like, give it to me. The song, I'm in an airplane.
Yeah.
It's
a great song.
Yeah. Oh, my
Nearer
God.
Nearer my God to thee. I start making a deal. And then the Roaches singing on
Inspired by gravity.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, no, right. And by the end of that song, you're like, oh, my God.
I know. It's the best. They're exceptional. And they're so, I don't say underrated, because everybody loves the
Indigo. Well, the people who love the Indigo Girls, they love the Indigo Girls.
Oh, my God. We should do it. Sing along Indigo Girls night somewhere. Like around a campfire with some lures.
God. I'm so in.
Ugh.
We'll like come up with like a 20 song list that everybody has to know it.
Yeah.
So that when we go and do it,
just do it. Nobody's shirking their responsibility.
Right.
Yeah.
You just started something. Just know she's going to text you and your people are going to go, please don't reach out to Mac.
Of course. All I do is jam that. That's literally all I do. Like John and I do, like In Love With Your Ghost and obviously Galileo. And Less Complicated.
That's great.
Why don't you guys do one of those?
No, we're not going to do. We didn't practice it.
Oh, hold on. What do you want to do? Wait,
well, you tell me. Do Galileo. No? Love With Your Ghost?
Well, no, let's see. I'm not good at impromptu, but hold on, let's see.
I know. This is amazing. Well, I'm definitely going to need the...
Do you go this?
I come to you with strange fire.
No, okay.
I'm
sorry.
I'm going too deep.
You are. You went a little
deep. How about this one?
Pain from Pearls.
No.
You don't know?
How do I not know any of these songs?
It's Kid Fierce.
Flowers.
I don't know
for
that
the
one.
Ones you've known. Oh my goodness.
I know.
With Michael Stipe?
I don't know it.
Oh. I'm not going to shame you. I'm not going to shame you.
Well, I feel ashamed.
No. Shame is too big of a thing in America.
Okay.
Let it go.
Right. I'll let it go. All right. So now I'm getting things pushed my way. Let's do a Christmas song.
Yeah.
Let's do, what are you thinking?
How does Ghost start? What's the first line of Ghost? Do you remember?
Let me find it.
Let me find the key.
In love with your ghost.
In love with your ghost. Yeah.
I'm singing
there's
in like
a... letter on the desktop.
Oh, there's a letter. What a great song. There's a letter on the desktop.
I don't know what the key
that
is.
I dug out of the drawer. The last truce we ever
you're
came
amazing.
To.
You're amazing. How do you
in
know
our
those
adolescent
words?
War. I mean, I had no friends.
I start to feel the fever.
You come regular like seasons, shadowing my dreams. I mean, and the Mississippi's mighty but it starts in Minnesota. At a place where you can walk right down to the five steps down. And I bet that's how you saw it. Like a pin, started like a pinprick to my heart. And at this point, you rush right through me and I start to drown. You want me to play River? I didn't think to do it, but I'll pull up the lyrics.
If you, yes, I do want you to do that.
That was incredible. You're like, if you, yes, I definitely want you to play
River.
I
do want you to.
650 says, build a fire pit. We're doing this now.
Let's do it.
Oh my God.
Do you have one of those like stove things that makes no smoke?
I do. I literally just got one because singers don't want a bunch of smoke in their face.
Dude, I didn't know that. First of all.
What about the smoke in the face?
Yeah.
Haven't you ever sung at a campfire and the next day you're like,
yeah, but it's part of the fun.
Everything smells like smoke.
Donna, what do you think of that voice?
Hot.
So hot. All right, so I don't know this one. So
that's
I'll do
good.
It.
We should totally do it.
This is Matt Nathanson record coming out in February called The King of Unsimple.
Yeah, and this song's not on it.
No, this is a Joni Mitchell song.
All right, let's see if I can do it. Let me see what key.
All right.
It's coming on Christmas. Cutting down trees, putting up reindeer and singing songs of joy and peace. I wish I had a river I could skate away on. But it don't snow here, it stays pretty green. Gonna make a lot of money, and I'm gonna quit this crazy scene. I wish I had a river I could skate away on. I wish I had a river so long I'd teach my feet to fly. Oh, I wish I had a river could skate away on. I made my baby cry. She tried hard to help me, you know, she put me at ease. Loved me so naughty, made me weak in the knees. I wish I had a river I could skate away on. Or
I'm so hard to handle. You know I'm selfish and I've been sad. And I've gone and lost the best baby that I ever had. I wish I had a river I could skate away on. I wish I had a river so long I'd teach my feet to fly. It's coming on Christmas. They're cutting down trees. They're putting up reindeer and singing songs of joy and peace. Oh, I wish I had a river I could skate away on.
That was so beautiful. Matt Nathanson, everybody.
It's a great song.
How can a turkey be so beautiful? Like, you are such a turkey, but also so...
You're the best. Dude.
Quiet and perfect and that high... Damn, dude.
Dude, you're the best.
Good for you.
That's awesome. I'm the king of unsimple.
That was beautiful.
You are the king. That was beautiful.
Really beautiful.
You know what? Will you stay for a minute?
Yeah.
Let me roll the spots here and then we'll come back and we'll talk some more and we'll play our little Christmas game that we want to do with you. Matt Nathanson, everybody, hanging out on Alice.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
This is amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Alice at 97.3.
And we're back. And we've got Matt Nathanson here in the studio with us. And instead of deciding like what we were going to do during this break, we just talked and yapped the whole break.
It was great.
Which was super fun, talking about Joni Mitchell and...
The song you just did was amazing, dude. I don't know.
Dude, thank you.
That was really... And he goes, I was reading the lyric. I didn't look. I wasn't watching.
Yeah, I love how you focus. It's
and
the
I'm
best.
I'm trying to hear it as someone in their car would hear it. And it sounded so beautiful.
Yeah.
And I wasn't trying to be a smartass, but you are a funny guy, but you're also beautiful.
Dude, thank you.
Oh my God.
And so are you, by the way.
Thank you.
You are like one of the softest, sweetest humans who like, you know what I mean? He does this thing where he's like, it's not even a tough exterior, but he's just kind of a bro, you know, he's like a guy. Yeah. And then, but inside he is like the sweetest.
Well, especially now that he has these two daughters, he cries all the time. That's, like a baby. He's like, oh my God, stop crying all the time.
Crying all the time. You cry all the time.
A lot.
Yeah, dude.
But you know what brings it out of me? Not only art in general, but Pixar movies.
They know it.
Get me every time.
They know how to do it.
Pull it right out of me.
You know, so does Disney. I watched Wicked, right? Mm-hmm. And you literally would have to staple me to something to make me watch a Disney or whatever that is, a musical. I hated musicals.
Me too. Hated them,
right? They're terrible. It's like, and so my kid.
I didn't realize I'm finding new things out about you.
So my daughter started like loves musicals. Loves. So she made me go see a bunch of them, and I saw Hamilton, and I was like, oh, this blew my mind. I went, and I'm like, I'm not falling for this. Kind of like when I went in to get my colonoscopy, and they were like, we're gonna put you under, and I was like, I'm not gonna fall for this laughing gas. I mean, I'm not going. And then I woke up in another room. Mm-hmm. And they were like, procedure's done.
Did you do it?
Yeah. I was like, I'm not falling. He's like, you're going to probably just watch the clock. I'm like, look, man, you're not going to pull one. And then I woke up and I was like, buns up and kneeling in another room. But so anyway,
fun. They left you in that position. Yeah, they just wheeled you
in. They were just like, this guy deserves
this. Don't knock him over.
But anyway, so.
Let the Johnny fall open.
But dude, Wicked blew my mind. Mm. Like, and I was gardening the other day, listening to Defying Gravity. And that part where she's going, and if you're going to find me under the western sky. I was like, I cried every time. For 3 hours, I cried every 4.5 minutes.
That is so funny.
It's exceptional.
Yes, it's really good.
I felt the same way. In fact.
Did you see Wicked?
I did see it. And I went into it. In that way, we're the same. Like, I'm not a big musical guy. I don't dig it. But I've been slowly conditioned to it through these cartoons or animated movies, whatever you want to call them. Sat there at Wicked going, I'm not in. And they started singing right away, you know, the number with the tulips. And I'm like, oh, right out of the gate. This is a few minutes later. I've got a tear running down my face. And worse, I'm not sure, was, what is that movie? 2.5 hours?
It's a commitment.
2.5 hours.
I didn't get up.
No.
I didn't check my watch. Mm. And it ended and I went, I haven't sat through an entire movie in years.
Yeah.
I just sat there and took that whole thing. So yes.
Dude, it's exceptional. Mm-hmm. And the fact that they turn, like, what a genius idea. What a genius, the acting, like the concept of somebody who's green, like everything about it was so smart. That's what I'm saying about art. It's like, it doesn't come at it directly the way that the stories are all the same that we tell, right? Looking for love, looking for acceptance, looking to be heard. But when art does it on a way that it tilts you and it's like a great joke and you don't expect it. And then all of a sudden it comes with the wallop. It is humans at their finest. And we are not dealing in humans at our finest in 2024.
We certainly aren't.
And that's why I was sitting in the theater in Tahoe City, like on a couch in like this boho theater. And I'm like, dude, ugh, it starts with a thing. I'm like, enough. And then sure enough, just like you, dude, cried three different times. I almost wanted to stand up when she stood up. And then when it said to be continued, I was like, I could sit here another 4 hours.
Yeah.
Well, you have to wait 1 year to do your next 4 hours.
So good.
Yeah. We're talking with Matt Nathanson. I have to say, this has been my favorite part of your appearance here, is watching the two girl dads broing out on the crying in the Wicked.
Oh.
Well, I was gardening the other day. I was listening to Defying Gravity.
Oh,
where you're like, I'm crying at the green chick.
It's unbelievable. I'm crying at the CGI'd world. Do you know what I mean? Where like everybody is dressed. There's a pink person and a whatever person. And like, this is so trope. Like, this is such a thing. And I'm like, but I'm so in.
Oh,
and
man.
When she breaks free with the broomstick, I would forget it. I still cry thinking about it. I want to cry now.
Let yourself go, Matt.
Oh, my God.
Listen, so Maddie, my producer Maddie over here, Matt Nathanson over here. Now, listen, I know this isn't going the way you thought it was going to go, Maddie. So
nothing ever does. No, it's fine. True. It's gone better.
I agree with that.
Oh, that's awesome. Are truly loving you. Like the song you sang was incredible.
Oh,
what a beautiful segment. I'm trying to get tickets for your Napa show right now.
Oh, do it. That's fantastic.
And not only that, if you've never seen Matt before, he's also a comedian. Like, I like what you say between songs as much as I like the songs.
Yeah.
That was where you won me over years ago.
Yeah.
So I want to get at least one more song out of you.
Yeah.
And we want to play this game. Do you want what do you want to do? Let's, you choose.
Let's do the game. I'm dying to know what the game is.
All right,
is it like 50 Shades?
It's time to play a game.
Well, I hope this game isn't a
letdown. I hope so too.
Now I'm like, geez, all the build up for this game.
Listen, it'll be fun either way. Games are always fun.
So listen, here's the deal. I got a little Christmas song game for you guys. Some questions about Christmas songs. With the final, something all different, but here we go.
Well said.
I know. I'm just absolutely
right now.
Yeah. There's a big finale, is what I'm saying.
A lot of stuff here.
Like, well, I don't know what's going to happen.
I'm all verklempt with Matt Nathanson being around.
It's still a mystery. All right. So let's let Matt, can we let Matt Nathanson go first each question?
Yeah.
Are you sure? Okay.
Yeah. So the first question is All I Want for Christmas was a number one hit, of course, for Mariah Carey, and it continues to be so. But what year did it first chart at number one?
Oh.
Was it 2019, 2000, or 2010, or 1994?
Oh.
1994,
2010, or 2019?
Or 2012. Or 2010, excuse me.
I think it's definitely later. It took it a while.
Did it take a while?
Yes, because it was, the first time I ever heard it was in Love Actually, and it was a while before it.
Oh, okay.
So I'll say 2010.
I thought you were going to let him go.
No,
he did.
Like this.
He said,
I like this groupthink, by the way. I think it's a much better way to go.
Well, no, we're keeping track. Everybody's going to answer.
Well, I'm going to lose, so let's do it together.
All right, Vinny, what do you think?
2019.
Okay. Oh, we all picked different ones.
And Vinny is correct.
Oh, my God. 2019?
The song was released in 94.
I thought it was always... Okay.
Yeah.
She wrote that with... She makes a lot of cake.
It's number one right now.
Oh, it's great. I love it. Because everybody clowns on Mariah.
Which... Why do they? Those first couple albums, she's throwing that voice around like a toy. Why does she get clowned on so much?
Well, I mean, she's a woman, right? Like in America, right?
Well, there's that, yeah.
Yeah, and also because... Because
I clown on her too, and I have...
Because
I mean,
she's a...
first couple records, because
she's
like,
eclectic and strange. Like the way that she presents herself is eclectic and
that
strange, and humans really don't like it. They don't, you know. And
we love to build things up and tear things down.
Yeah. That's look at San Francisco. Look at our city. We get so much flack from everybody. Everywhere I go, people are like, oh, you live in San Francisco. It's like, dude, enough.
Yeah.
Like, you got to love this place.
It's beautiful.
All right.
It is beautiful.
Yeah.
Second question, everybody.
Okay.
Just to keep you in line with what we're doing here.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Question number two. Brenda Lee. We all know Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree. How old was she when she recorded that song? 13, 14, or 16?
7, 13.
I'll say 14.
I'll say the other one.
16?
16?
Yeah.
Matt Nathanson.
Oh, 13.
13.
Dude.
Just a baby.
I know, that's...
Rocking around the Christmas tree.
I think we're going to have a good campfire.
I think we are.
That was really good.
That was a good... I didn't know any of these. I don't even know the songs. This is great. I love this game.
Oh, thank you. The song Jingle Bells was originally written for which holiday? Thanksgiving, New Year's, or St. Stephen's Day? Jingle Bells. What was it originally written for?
I'm going St. Stephen's Day because I don't even know what that is.
I've never heard of that. I'm going to go Thanksgiving because I feel like you could...
Jingle some bells?
Jingle some bells on the way to like grandma's house, you know?
Yeah.
I also believe that's the answer, Thanksgiving.
You think Thanksgiving.
You are correct. It is Thanksgiving.
Well done.
All right, and Vinny, by the way, Vinny is now leading with 2 points. Matt and I, 1 point each.
St. Stephen.
One more question before we get into the crazy final round.
All right. Oh, boy.
All right. What holiday song famously opens the movie Die Hard, which is a holiday movie? Christmas in Hollis, White Christmas, or Father Christmas?
As in the Kinks, Father Christmas, Give Me Some Money?
Yeah, that's such a great song. Every year when that gets played, I have a version of that, and people are like, it's a long story. Oh, I can't say it. Oh, so anyway.
Yeah, we don't have time for any more long stories.
I would say Christmas in Hollis by Run DMC.
I'll say White Christmas.
It's Christmas in Hollis.
It is Christmas in Hollis.
It's Christmas time in Hollis, Queens. Mom's cooking chicken and collard greens. Oh, my God, so great.
All right, we're going into the speed round now.
Speed round.
Vinny in first place with 3 points. Matt has 2 points, and Sarah has 1 point. How are we doing this?
Here's what we're going to do.
Explain it just as well as before.
Okay, so final round. I'm going to give you...
Take a left at the guy at the rock.
Of the 12.
Take a right and put on your raincoat and then go to the bathroom.
That sounds just like...
You'll win.
Turn off the paved road. That's how we describe it in my house.
All right. Try and explain this to us.
Okay,
I can't
so
wait.
12 Days of Christmas. I'm going to give you the number. You're going to tell me exactly what that number represents in 12 Days of Christmas.
So
if I would say... Yes, and you will each get a number. You'll have four chances each. There's 12 of these and three of you.
Well, I hope I get 1, 2, 3,
Dude,
and 4.
I have no idea what's happening, but I'm so psyched.
Matt.
Yeah.
12. What is that?
What's the 12th day of Christmas is what he's asking you.
Yes. Sorry, it's a speed round.
Yeah, okay.
12 drummers drumming.
Yeah.
Oh, I would have said something
12
else.
Pigeons.
Sarah,
eating.
11.
Piper's piping.
Oh, well done.
Oh, my God.
Just rolled off the tongue.
Vinny, 10. One.
Turtle doves.
Oh, my God.
It's Lords of Leaping.
Mm. I think I'm going to ace this game.
Okay.
Matt, 9.
Ladies dancing?
Oh, that's correct.
That is correct.
Oh.
Sarah, 8.
Maids of Milking. Woo, 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 woo.
Vinny, 7.
Come on, you can do it.
Speed round.
Cougars cackling.
Yes!
That was pretty good.
Okay.
7 Swans of Swimming.
I don't know this song.
Matt, 6.
Geese Lang.
Yeah.
Yes. And we're getting down to the 5.
Golden Rings.
Months
That's
of
right.
Bills. Do you remember that song? 5 months of bills.
And it is Golden Rings, not Gold Rings.
Oh, gold.
Oh, is she getting a point?
No, she got it. She said it correct.
Okay.
Yeah, you said gold. 4, Vinny.
I really don't know. Pass.
4 Calling Birds.
Okay.
3, Matt.
French hens. I like doing this in a funny way more than the real way, but let's do French hens.
Why?
That is
what
correct.
What is it in the funny way? Like, I don't know that.
Like cougars cackling.
Bogus answers.
Okay.
Yeah, I really don't know this song, though.
John McClane's
really
Crunching Glass. Yeah.
Yeah, 1,000 times.
Oh,
I
really never
have.
So where do we end up there?
Me, 2 turtle doves and a partridge in a...
Pear tree.
There we go.
A point for Vinny. All right, so by a score of 5-4-4, Matt Nathanson has somehow pulled out a win in this game.
Dude.
Oh, my God, that's amazing! Okay.
I want you to know I couldn't have done it without you.
I believe you.
I couldn't. Couldn't have done it.
Okay.
All right.
Play me a song right now. What are you going to play? Do you need suggestions? Is that what you need?
Let's see. I can do...
Is it the ocean?
It's the ocean. Yeah. I'm going to do a song. All right. Let's see. What can we do? Should I do a new song off the new record?
Yes, I would actually love to hear a new song off the new record.
Okay.
Now, the new record's coming out in February. King of Unsimple.
Yeah, King of Unsimple.
Matt Nathanson. Play me whatever your favorite song is on. Do you have a favorite, baby?
No. But I'll just play one that stays in tune. This guitar is from the 1930s. And it's like...
It's a nice sounding guitar. I like the percussive...
All right.
Sound.
Well, my parents raised 3 only children. We had to set little fires for attention. It was only a matter of time till it all burned out. In high school, I read all the classics, and the only real love ended tragic. I threw rocks at her window all night. She'd throw them back down. Yeah, I keep trying to get impossible people to love me. I know how it ends, but I keep writing the same old story. There's good in everyone, I guess. I lose myself in search of it. I keep trying to get impossible people to love me. Well, I learned to ignore all the warnings until eggshells felt like hardwood flooring. And when the power goes out, I sit in the dark and I wait. I guess I still think that's what love is, a card game where everyone's bluffing. I'd lose the shirt off my back, every cent that I have, and you still can't drag me away. Yeah, I keep trying to get impossible people to love me. And I know how it ends, but I keep writing the same old story. There's good in everything.
everyone, I guess. I lose myself in search of it. I keep trying to get impossible people, oh, to love me. Impossible people to love me. And I know how it ends, but I keep writing the same old story. You can pull the heart out of my chest, I'd still believe in love, I bet. Yeah, I keep trying to get impossible people, oh, to love me. To love me.
Wow. It's simple, but also kind of unsimple.
This is, yeah, I was getting out of tune, so it's fun.
Yeah. Matt Nathanson, please come back all the time.
Yeah, it's fun. I love being with you.
It's like, it's 8 in the morning. I just have, I'm a rock star, but I just happen to be up.
I was I was doing my sun salutations, and I thought I'd just get a Vespa, come on over.
707 says, I feel seen with the song Matt just sang. Really hit home.
Oh.
408 says, the best visit.
The best visit. Always. Every time you come in, we're like, that was the best visit. That guy's the best interview. Fun. Matt Nathanson, happy holidays.
Oh my gosh. Thanks for having me.
Thank
and happy
you
holidays.
Coming.
And you, when do you guys get to chill soon?
Yeah, we're off the next 2 weeks.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Awesome. Really I'll see you at the fire pit.
Let's hope to see you again in February, maybe.
Yeah, I'm down with that.
Come back and play some songs.
Yeah, I'll come over.
Okay.
Great.
Perfect. Matt Nathanson, everybody.
Thanks
so much.
Yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
That's amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Alice at 97.3.